Following this weekend's drowning at a Penetanguishene park, some residents are questioning why the town didn't put a floating buoy line in the bay. Kathy Sindel says in previous years, there was a buoy line in place to let swimmers know where the water suddenly became quite a bit deeper at Huronia Park. Charm Beausoleil adds the town hasn't put the buoys up in a few years now, why? I have no idea, but they definitely should have some sort of marking. Carol Stevenson says this particular beach should absolutely be marked, because of the very quick drop-off. A number of questions were posed to town staff about the decision not to install the buoys at the park this year and received an emailed response from Mayor Doug Rawson that didn't directly answer the questions about when and why the town removed the buoy line and whether it has any plan to reinstall it. Rawson's statement begins by saying the town is deeply saddened by the tragic loss of 12-year-old Isaac Coombs Howren, who passed away in a swimming accident in the waters off Huronia Park on Sunday. Our deepest sympathy and heartfelt condolences are with the family and friends during this incredibly difficult time. Rawson says that in response to this tragedy, the town wants to assure the community that it's closely collaborating with the Southern Georgian Bay OPP detachment to fully understand the circumstances that gave rise to this drowning. The safety and well-being of our residents is our top priority, Rawson says. This unfortunate incident serves as a sobering reminder of the need to exercise extreme caution around water. Please be mindful of conditions and always prioritize safety when enjoying water activities. We encourage everyone to support one another and reach out to available community resources for assistance and counseling. In times like these, the strength of our community is vital.